Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. So, Happy New Year. It is a new year, you know. Today, with the first Sunday of Advent, we begin a new church liturgical year. And you might be wondering, why does the church begin a new year like in the end of November? There's nothing what's significant about it. Well, actually, what's significant about it is really what we are preparing to celebrate, Christmas. Obviously, it makes sense to start a new year with the birth of Jesus, but it's been the tradition of the church that before celebrating any major feast, there is always a period of preparation. So like before Easter, we have the 40 days of Lent. And before Christmas, the church gives us the season of Advent. And Advent starts 4 Sundays before Lent. So we'll have 4 Sundays before we come to December. And because December 25th doesn't always fall on a Sunday, that last week of Advent sometimes could be a very short week, sometimes it's almost a full week, like this year. We have up to Friday, because Friday is Christmas Eve, when the season of Advent will end. And the theme of Advent, like I said, is to prepare us not just to celebrate Christmas, although mostly for all practical purposes, that's what we do, use those 4 weeks to help us prepare for Christmas. We have our homes to decorate, parties to plan, maybe travel plans, shopping to do, wrapping of gifts. But really the purpose of Advent more is to prepare us for the second coming of Christ. We continue with the same theme of readings that we heard the last 2 Sundays. And the reason we put it ahead of Christmas is because Christmas, in a sense, is a fulfillment of a promise. A fulfillment of a promise God made to the Jewish people, like we heard in that first reading. A promise that took hundreds of years to be fulfilled, that he will send them a Savior, someone from the family of David, whose kingdom will never end. That's the importance of Christmas, not just to celebrate something that happened 2,000 years ago. Obviously, the incarnation is very important, that God came into human history and took on human flesh, but also today as a reminder for us that the reason we celebrate it, so we can be reminded that God always will fulfill his promises. And it's the same God who promised Israel that he will send them a Savior. It's the same God who told us he will come again in glory. And that's what we're supposed to be preparing ourselves for. That's what our readings talk about today. Are we prepared for the second coming of Jesus? We pray in our Father, your kingdom come. Do we really mean it? Do we look with joyful expectation for the coming of Jesus again? If you remember, you know, during the time of Jesus, John the Baptist sent them, his disciples, to ask him, "Are you the one?" Hundreds of years later, the Jewish people were still waiting for the Messiah, despite of exile, despite that Jerusalem was destroyed, the temple was destroyed, despite that they were under the Roman occupation. But they had faith. They believed that one day God will fulfill that promise, and God did when Jesus was born. So knowing that God fulfills his promise, fulfilled this main promise he made to the Jewish people, that will give us the trust and the faith to believe that also Jesus will come a second time. And we've been hearing in the readings, you know, all of these images of destruction, you know, strange things happening, frightening things. But actually the message of Advent is about hope. Because also in the readings, as we heard in the gospel, that when these things happen, don't be afraid. When these things happen, that's a sign that my coming is coming, I'm coming closer. There is less time that separates us from one another. Raise your head, stand erect, remain faithful. Don't be afraid like the rest of the world who do not have faith in me. Now, Jesus also told us we don't know when his second coming will happen for the whole universe. But in reality, his second coming for each one of us on a personal level is the day we die. And it's the same thing. We don't know when we die, but we know every person will die one day. And that's when we will encounter Christ. That's when the world will change for us. Are we ready for that day? What are your feelings about death? Does it frighten you? Does it remind you that death is really my door to see Jesus, to enter into heaven, into this next life that Jesus promises us? You know, our story is not going to end in destruction. The universe is not going to end being destroyed. Jesus preparing for a new heaven and a new earth, a new beginning. Just like with any birth, you know, the birth of a child is preceded by labor pains. The birth of a country, of a nation, there's a lot of suffering, a lot of turmoil. The birth of an idea, if you want to put it into practice, doesn't happen easy. There's a lot of struggles, a lot of frustrations, a lot of fear, a lot of risk. And so is it with being born into eternal life, into the next world. We shouldn't be afraid of death, because Jesus conquered death once and for all. Because death is the time that Jesus will come to us again to make us anew, to make us eternal. That's why the message of Advent is about hope. That's why Jesus tells us, stand erect, raise your heads. Also, our readings today warn us about what not to do and tells us what we should be doing. In the gospel, Jesus talks about carousing and drunkenness and anxieties of life. He said, don't let your hearts be drowsy by turning to these things. It's a kind of a weird combination, drunkenness, carousing, and anxieties of life. What's common to them? Well, one thing is that both of these things increase during Advent, right? There's a lot of parties to go to, a lot of drinking goes on. But also many people find this time of the year very stressful, very difficult for a lot of people, and especially this year after, you know, our experiences with COVID. Many of us maybe were missing a family member during, for this year that our Christmas won't be present with us. Many people find this time as a time of loneliness, and they have serious anxieties. We all will have stress. Are we going to get ready, everything get ready in time for Christmas? And Jesus tells us, don't let these things take over your life. Why? Because they take us away from the reality. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's pornography, whether it's drugs, It takes us away from the reality, what we should be focused on, and that's planning for the coming of Jesus Christ. It dulls our pain, our fears, but we know it doesn't last. Its effect will go away. The pleasures of this life can't satisfy us forever because they cannot give us eternal life. Anxieties, it does it in the same way, but in a different approach. Anxieties keep us just busy, focused on getting all these things done because we have hundreds of tasks to do that we don't have the time to reflect and think about the big picture. What am I preparing myself for? Again, it's not just a one-day celebration of Christmas on December 25th. Am I preparing myself for the coming of Jesus when that happens? Because I know it will happen. And what Jesus tells us to do in that second letter is, instead of turning to alcohol and drugs and all those stuff or being stressed out, grow in holiness. Grow even more in your love. You know, the passing of time that these candles represent, it's not given to us so we can just going like around, running around in circles, getting nowhere. But hopefully every year, every season, help us to grow closer to being more like Christ. To grow in love and holiness. And growing in holiness doesn't mean that we should stop sinning, that we'll never have a, you know, sexual thought in our hearts, we're never going to be mean to anyone or impatient with anyone. That's not holiness. Holiness is to become more and more like Jesus, to act more and more like Jesus. Grow in compassion, in caring. Grow in forgiving others. Grow in generosity. Grow in giving of ourselves. It's not what we're not supposed to do, because we're always going to keep doing something we're not supposed to do. We're not perfect till we get to heaven. But there is nothing stopping us in growing and becoming more and more like Jesus, in doing the things that Jesus tells us we should be doing. That's the way to, you know, happiness, to fulfillment, to joy. And we know this. I mean, Christmas is known for its season of giving. I don't think anybody likes to shop and wrap presents, but we do it because on that Christmas day, we can anticipate the joy in our children, in our spouses, in our, you know, brothers and sisters when they open those presents. It's not in the receiving, it is in the giving that we find the joy. It's in the forgiving. It's in the caring, reaching out to those who are poor and needy. That's where that sense of fulfillment, the meaning of our life, comes from. That's what we should be doing, not focusing on the things that we do, but we should not be doing. We should work on those, but the main thing, the growth in holiness, is becoming more and more like Jesus. That's how we prepare for Jesus' second coming, as well as prepare for Christmas. So when Christmas Day comes, we're not exhausted, tired, happy that's going to be over, but really enjoying and celebrating the blessings we received from gathering together as families and friends, from giving, from spending time with one another, listening to one another, sharing our stories, and proclaiming our faith that the same Lord who was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago will come again in glory to bring in, to usher in a new world, a new heaven, a new earth, where there's no more dying, no more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears shed, but joy and eternal life.